Mm. And we're on.
Okay, go.
Go, baby, go. So, welcome to His and Hers, Tales of the Whales. A little trip along our, what are that? People call it their journey of cancer.
Cancer journey.
Cancer journey. I don't think that's right. But anyway, I have cancer, terminal four.
Yeah, not journey, Heathrow. Because that sounds like you've got an ending, doesn't it?
So yeah. Well, we've all got an ending.
A destination. So.
Yeah.
It's our cancer tales.
Our cancer tales, I'm the one with it. She's the one having to put up with it. And at this really windy and wet Saturday morning.
I know, you promised me sunbathing weather, you fibber.
I haven't quite woken up.
I left all the garden furniture cushions out last night.
Well, we won't be sitting out there, will we?
Not if we want a soggy bottom.
And I don't want a soggy bottom. And so we've had a couple of days in France, which is really nice.
Well, yeah, we had 3 days away.
Well, yeah.
Which is
two of them travelling.
Which is very lovely. But it's kind of thrown me a bit. And so I'm very, very disappointed this morning that I forgot it was Saturday. So I missed my Pilates class in the village hall this morning.
That's
I am really disappointed. I really look forward to that.
Yeah, no,
What an idiot I am.
I know. And we've got the grandchildren around.
You do?
Yeah. Mind the way they're both adults, in case people think, you know, something's suddenly going to go, meh, if it's not.
No, they're grown-up grandchildren. They come to visit.
Yeah, very nice too. And introduced, one of them has a new friend.
Yeah.
Mm. And so that's very nice.
She's a paramour.
A paramour?
Yeah.
A paranormal?
No.
No, I know, I'm just being... So we've got, what have we got to say about it? I've been off my chemo for a few weeks now. One of the reasons was we've had a few things to do and the chemo side effects are so appalling. And I really wanted this little trip to go to France. We didn't go, we just went to Normandy and it was lovely, wasn't it?
You managed it really, really well. I'm very impressed with you. Our lovely friends Gary and Hillary drove us there.
Yeah.
Because I'm too scared to go over that bridge. I have to close my eyes even when I'm a passenger.
Pont de Normandie.
Yeah, so driving over there wouldn't be good with your eyes closed.
No, it wouldn't be very good
it's
over here.
It's very high
either.
And very long. Mm. I have a bit of trouble with the QE2 bridge, so that one...
Yeah. We had a really nice couple of days, didn't we?
We had some lovely meals.
Yeah.
We ate French things. You were hilarious, as always, because obviously...
What? No, don't tell all that.
Obviously. He just turned into allo allo mode, and so... Speaking to French people loudly with a French accent in English evidently really helps them understand what you want.
Ah oui, monsieur, may I have le menu?
Yes, that's exactly.
Ah, je t'aime.
No, you weren't using French words.
Wasn't I?
You were going, ah, lovely. You were just doing it with a French accent. Barmy.
I didn't realise I was doing it, to be honest.
Well, I did.
Except
I did,
that you kept laughing.
I did
a lot.
Point it out to you. I didn't say, I am an officer of the law.
I didn't say that either. I tell you what, talking about officers of the law, their roads are so much better than ours.
They don't have any potholes, that is for sure.
They don't have any potholes.
You do have to pay a toll every 20 feet, so they probably use that money to keep the roads nice.
Well, maybe we should at this rate. I mean, our roads are becoming third world roads.
Let's not go political here.
No, sorry. Yeah,
but yes, you're right.
Oh, thank you. Oh, that's good. Yeah.
A rare occasion,
yeah. So I'm feeling a bit grotty at the moment, but I'll get together because I'm looking forward to going to work tonight. I get an enormous... hit of adrenaline.
And I'm looking forward to you going to work tonight too.
Why?
Because I get a night off. I have a night of peace. Because I must point out that since we've been back from France, even though it's been over a day now, you still are speaking a little bit of a French accent.
It's difficult to get back to speaking in English.
Oh my God.
I feel that I am still in a La Belle France.
At least you're not doing one of those accents that you think is like from Jamaica or wherever, and it's actually just all sounds like Newcastle.
Well, I knew a Geordie. I lived in the Newcastle.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Your accent range normally is Geordie, no matter where you think. So actually, the French accent's not too bad, all things considered.
Okay, well, that's very good.
But it just doesn't mean you're speaking French if you say English with a French accent.
No, I know. Well, I think I blame everything. And I said, you know, I've got a brain tumour.
We all know that.
And so I, you have to, well, I found this, you have to make light of your condition. Because it makes everybody more relaxed, doesn't it? I mean, when the grandkids came yesterday, I did talk about it a bit, but because they all, I could feel that they were
on
eggshells.
Yes, it's not a jolly subject, but sometimes you just need to get it out of the way, mention it, and then say where you are with it, and then move on.
Yeah. So we've got a few scans coming up. Got to go and see the endocrine.
We haven't got any scans coming.
Oh, haven't we?
No,
oh,
no. We've got to get the results of the last ones.
Oh, that's right, yeah. And go back on the chemo.
Yes, I'm going to email them and just ask them what they'd like us to do about that. Well, I think it's going to be on a, you're on the lower dose and maybe just on a lower regime, you know, just like every...
One day on, one day
off. Every other day or something like that, I think. But we need to just check with the marvellous Professor Tom.
Yeah, because it really is difficult. Living with the side effects, and you get to a situation. I mean, I've.
We couldn't have done that trip to France. You would not have been able to. We wouldn't have been able to go out to eat.
I wouldn't have wanted to go out to eat. That's
because,
the problem.
Because you can't. Your mouth is too sore. You couldn't walk anyway because your feet are too sore. So, yeah, it was worth coming off for that because it was a lovely trip, wasn't it? We had such lovely weather.
Yeah.
Such a beautiful little town on Fleur.
Mm. Yeah, and just, you know, and it, even though it was very busy, it was okay.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. No. We could get seats at the little harbour bars and restaurants and things. And, and we had croissants and lovely French food and champagne.
Well, as soon as we got there, you started drinking champagne.
Our hotel did these lovely cocktails, French 75, which is like champagne with sugar syrup and lemon juice and maybe a little splash of gin in there. They
Very
were so nice.
Nice.
I had quite a few of those.
I know you did. Quite a few. I mean...
They were refreshing because they're just like a little lemonade.
Of course they're a lemonade, yes. That's all they are, a little lemonade at about 75.
No, that's the name of it, not how much it costs.
Oh, is it? Oh, right.
Although I did make a terrible mistake in the Calvados shop.
Because, yeah, you did.
Because they do, they write their ones, well, they look like a one, but it's a seven.
Mm.
So I bought a bottle of Calvados that I thought was 18.
Yeah, they do a squiggle across the middle.
Yeah, I thought it was 18 euros, but it wasn't.
78.
Yeah, and it was only a tiny bottle.
Luckily, you put it back. But I thought, yeah.
No, I accidentally bought it, Annie.
Did you?
It was when I was walking back to the hotel from the shopping. I thought, because I bought that and a bottle of cider, and I was thinking it was going to come to like 40 euros, and it was much more than that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, but then I went back in the next day and checked, and yes, it was a seven and not a one.
Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. Such problems in the first world.
Well, yes, I learned from my mistake.
Yeah, you have to be very careful.
If I go to France again, to watch out for those little pesky ones and sevens getting muddled up.
Luckily, that was the afternoon went out and I just forgot my wallet.
You forget your wallet most afternoons.
I do. I do. I put it down.
But luckily, I have all your card details to book the hotel and everything. So.
Okay. That's why I forgot it.
We had a lovely little hotel room because asked for a ground floor room because they didn't have lifts there because it's like quite a quaint little old building.
Oldie worldy hotel.
Yeah, little French windows that opened onto a little terrace part. And
And it was had the biggest bedside lights I've ever seen in my
life. Although they were very big, like big dangly fluffy balls.
Hmm.
That sounded funny.
It was very, balls,
it was very, it was very dark in there, wasn't it? Very dark.
It was quite.
Yeah.
Dark,
so no. I'm not sure my makeup looked very good in daylight.
It looked fine, honey.
She's like,
it looked fine.
Had I missed my mouth with the lipstick?
No,
probably.
You hadn't.
Well, you don't know because you're blind and got a brain tumor. But I'm sure. Hopefully, it wasn't too bad.
No. The problem with the problem with having cancer. Is it isn't just the chemotherapy that you end up on. And so I have about another 20-odd tablets a day that I take.
You do?
And taking tablets with you can be a bit of a problem sometimes.
Well, I had it all under control.
No, you had it absolutely perfectly under control.
I always so I obviously do your pills for the week. So I took the days we are away boxes. But then I also take a couple of spare ones in case and put them in a different bag.
Yeah.
Not that going through the shuttle tunnel, we're going to lose our luggage, but just in case something goes wrong, you'd miss your mouth and throw them all in the bin or something like that. So, yes, I do always take a few spares, because we can't not take them. That would be a bit of a disaster. Yeah,
because, you know, a couple of them keep you going. And
in
others...
fact, a little bit of exciting news for you. Oh. I haven't told you this yet, but this morning
yeah.
I went on Amazon and I've bought a new weekly pill pot dispenser.
Why?
Because the other one's getting a bit old and tatty and we keep on losing them. And we've got five big ones and two small ones and it's all a bit of a shambles. So I've treated us to a $7.99 new one.
Excellent.
I'm quite excited. Sad how things go. I'm actually quite excited.
Yeah,
for doing the pills tomorrow with the new pill box.
And I don't blame you. Daisy is all right at the moment. She's lying here on the bed, completely quiet, although she did have a little barking session earlier.
Yeah, she had a lovely couple of days with Scarlett looking after her and who took her to work with her as well. So Daisy's had a fun time.
Yeah, she looks a bit knackered now, doesn't she?
Well, she's been to work.
What has she been putting on the bed down there?
That's a chew. It's chicken jerky.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Do you want a bit?
No, don't. I don't actually want any. I just wonder why she brings and puts them on the bed in the morning.
Well, because I give her a little selection and she likes to just distribute them around the house in case when she happens to be in any particular room, she fancies a snack.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Why don't I do that?
I thought you did.
Well, yeah, I do sometimes. Yeah. And then we did a little bit of shopping. Didn't do as much shopping as I wanted to. I mean, the thing is that you do, you can pretend to be normal. I can't even pretend to be normal anymore. I've never been normal. But, you know, we managed to walk from the hotel. It was a bit of a drag on everybody, I think, because they...
No, you weren't. I didn't mind going slow. We were just mooching. It was fine.
Mm. Yeah.
And I do worry a little bit. I mean, until we're sitting down, I do always worry, especially on those cobbles, that you are going to come a cropper. But you did it. You didn't fall over even once.
No, I had a couple of near misses, but I didn't, you know. This problem is because cancer affects your whole body. And you can look quite normal. If on the TV, I look as if I'm perfectly normal.
Yeah, you do.
And it is until you get up and move around. And everybody has that problem, I'm sure, at certain stages.
Yeah, your ability is a little bit impaired.
Yeah. So we've got to decide on the chemo, and I really haven't factored that in. I've been thinking about it. Oh, it's given me hiccups. But I think probably you're absolutely right to ask them.
Yeah, I'm not sure. If we're not going to see them until the 20-something of September, it would probably be a wise idea. So I might do that with your permission, if you don't mind, to give them a quick email.
Darling, even if I didn't give my permission, you'd do it.
Well, yeah. There is that. But it's polite to ask.
Yeah, yeah. So all in all, we've had a quite a good time. No, we've had a really good time.
Yeah, we've had a lovely week.
It has to be,
And the weather was lovely, which really does help, doesn't it?
It was really warm.
It's absolutely lovely and sunny.
And that, sadly, that is, again, thing people with cancer of any sort, really. You don't need to be in the sun too long, do you?
No. We were very lucky to be sitting in a beautiful little French village, overlooking a harbour, drinking champagne.
Well, you drank champagne.
I did.
I stuck to the wine. Wine and water.
You were mainly on the water, weren't you, really?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. One of the tablets I'm on, or condition or whatever, makes me incredibly thirsty and wanting water.
Yeah. I think you had a beer a couple of times.
Yeah, I had a few beers. I didn't stilt myself.
Funny they didn't have any French beers, did they? They only had, like, Belgian beer.
Yeah. We did have a couple of...
Is there such a thing as French beer?
Sure there is.
I can't think of a...
Peroni is Italian.
Yeah, can you think of a French one?
Off my head right at this minute, no.
Maybe they just don't make beer. Maybe they just make champagne.
Somebody will get into touch.
What a sensible country.
Yeah. Well, Normandy is the only part of France that doesn't make its own wine.
But it makes Calvados.
It makes
and
Calvados.
And cider. Do you know what is strange, though? I didn't see a single orchard.
Well, there are lots of them there.
I thought that as we were driving all the way, I was looking for an orchard. I didn't see one.
Well, I presume they have them there. You're right.
I
didn't see
one. It'd be a bit daft if they're importing the apples to make their Calvados.
I'm sure they don't. Because
no, they must just not be not near the motorway.
And what was the other one they make?
Cider.
Cider.
Cidre.
Cidre. Oh, what was the other word I got wrong a lot? Well, I got a lot. I apparently embarrass myself quite often over there.
Or getting your wrong French
Monsieur, allez-vous la... Yeah.
Yeah, all that kind of a thing. And also, like, calling all the very young lady waitresses madame.
Well, what's... I don't understand that. I
Mademoiselle mean, is for the younger ladies.
Oh, is it?
Madame is for an older, sort of mature, married-type lady.
Well, I thought it was... Madame was just, you know, for a married lady... And Mademoiselle was for unmarried lady. Yeah, and as the, you can't the, tell looking...
Well, the ones that were serving was probably about 16 or 17. So they were, probably were Mademoiselles.
So I should have called them. Okay. So bonjour, Mademoiselle. You know, I'm really not. I think if I do it in the French accent, bonjour, madame. Bonjour, mademoiselle. Is it possible for four?
Oh, my God, that is exactly what you were doing. It's hilarious. But even so, I thought my French accent wasn't too bad. But when we were trying to find your friend's house, Jean-Jacques, in that little village, and we couldn't find his street, so there was a typically little Frenchman. I mean, he didn't have onions around his neck and a beret, but apart from that, he looked very French. And so I said to him what I thought was, you know, perfectly French accent, Rue de la Marie.
Yeah.
And he said, sorry, I don't speak English.
And we were standing on the road, yeah. It was nice to see Jean-Jacques. I haven't seen him for 10 years.
No, he was very nice. I liked him because, do you know what he did?
Gave you champagne. At every conceivable stop, we had champagne. Or you did.
I'm just easily pleased. Give me a glass of champagne and that's, I've had a lovely day.
At least it's a lot cheaper in France.
Yes.
You know, it's not considered to be that drink that, you know, you only have on special occasions.
Yeah, no, it was like 10 euros, which is about like £8 or £9 a glass, wasn't it? And they're big glasses.
I thought it was a bottle. Zero.
No, we didn't have any bottles. I just had a glass wherever we stopped.
Yeah.
Lucky we had a lot of stops.
Yeah, a lot of stops. Well, I think time to wind this up because I'm hungry.
I'd better go and make you some breakfast.
And I need
Today on the menu for breakfast,
yeah.
If you want to stay on the French theme, I have got some pain au chocolat au croissant.
Right.
But as we're back in Kent, maybe not. You could also have a sausage sandwich or a bacon sandwich or bacon and eggs or, as it's actually gone past 12 o'clock, lunch.
Right. I might have sausage.
Sausage sandwich or sausage, egg and bacon.
Sausage, egg and bacon, maybe. Or... That's a bit much to get you to do.
It's absolutely fine. Your wish is my command.
Yeah. But then it's like lunch. Because I haven't... Yeah. Right.
If you're really good, I might even let you have some baked beans with it.
Oh, God. Well, I can't... I don't know what to say.
That could be...
I don't know what to say. Yeah. So anyway, listen, all of you, whatever stage you're at, we always end by saying there will be a charity.
There are helplines in there, right?
Yeah.
There is support out there.
There's a lot of support out there. You know, it is something that worries you. I've got to the stage now where I know it's going to get me. I thought it would get me a few years ago, so I've been very lucky. And I managed to make little trips and things that you want to do. Can't really go very far. I'm able to carry on doing my job, which I absolutely love, winding people up. And I think you have to just go for it, don't you, really? It can get really difficult to do stuff.
Yeah.
But
one handy tip, I think, from what happened to you yesterday, is very important to make sure you've done your trousers up quite tightly.
Oh, is it really necessary? Is it absolutely necessary to do that?
Well, you did brighten up my day as you were walking across the kitchen
carrying a pair of shorts on, carrying a vase of flowers,
and your shorts fell down.
And I didn't have any pants on.
Oh, you didn't need to mention that bit. I was being discreet, but it was hilarious.
Well, yeah.
I was like, that's why I love you, because your trousers fall down unexpectedly.
Well, I just...
And on that note...
yeah, that note.
And we'll talk to you all next week.
Have a lovely week. Thank you for tuning in.